Well, good afternoon. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Hebrews for our prayer time, confession time this afternoon. Hebrews chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 14 through 18 and then look at chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, I'll give you a second to turn there. I want to share an exhortation to prayer and call us to look at Jesus maybe in a different way than we're used to. Oftentimes when we read the Bible, we're told this biblical character said this or did this, and then therefore we need to say this or do that just like the biblical character. But in this case, I want us to look to Jesus not just as an example, but as an encourager and as a source of strength when it comes to prayer. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, says, "Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." And notice the language in verse 16. It is not the angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. And then again in verse 18, because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And now to chapter 4, verse 14. It says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And I just want to call your attention to what these texts say about Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews, as you know, is an exhortation to perseverance in the faith, to hold fast your confession of your hope in Him, not to go back to the old ways, to Judaism. Was the temptation of the first readers of this letter, because in Judaism there was no persecution at this time. And the author is taking great pains to encourage them, don't lose your confession in Christ. What you have in Him is far greater than what you ever had in Judaism. And so one of the ways that we persevere in the faith is by continuing to seek God in prayer. And when it comes to prayer, I think we could all admit that prayer is often, it is both at the same time one of the easiest things to do and one of the hardest things to do. We can read our Bibles for hours if we have the time, but spend that long in prayer is probably something many of us have not done before, or if we have, it's been a very long time. Prayer can be very, very difficult. And we know we're supposed to pray. We know we're commanded to pray. We know that prayer is a privilege. But sometimes when it's hard, why is it that we just don't seem to pray? And I think one of the reasons is just the burden of our sin, the burden of our struggles, the burden of this world can be so heavy upon us, we don't even know what to say, and so we'd rather not even get started. At least that's how it works for me. And I found in this text a very unlikely encouragement to prayer. Again, knowing we should pray, knowing Jesus prayed, therefore we should pray, but there's something else going on here. Because when we come to pray, according to Hebrews, Jesus is there to help us pray. He helps us persevere in the faith, and He's also there to help us pray. I had never thought about that before because we tend to think Romans chapter 8, you know Jerry, if you have a conversation with him, Romans 8 will be referenced. It's just almost guaranteed to happen, which is a great thing. It's one of the greatest passages in the Bible. And we know from Romans 8 that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, meaning he helps us in our prayers. He makes sense of the groaning of our heart. We know that the Heavenly Father receives us when we pray. We know we have, as the end of this says, the throne of grace. The Father is there ready to receive us. But I, for some reason, I'd never seen the second person of the Trinity at work in this effort of prayer. We know the Spirit helps make sense of what we're saying. We know the Father receives us, but Jesus is there to help us pray. And the reason I say that is go to the Garden of Gethsemane. Nobody had ever faced a burden as great as Jesus did as he was in that garden looking forward to the wrath of God and bearing the sin of humanity. And in that moment, Jesus prayed. He cast himself upon his heavenly Father and laid all his burdens there and still submitted himself to the will of God. And I think sometimes, at least for me, when it comes to prayer, it's easier not to pray because then I don't have to face either my own inadequacies or what it is God would have me do. But Jesus understands how hard it is to pray when life is hard. He understands that better than anyone. That's why these texts give us such encouragement. He suffered when tempted. He's a sympathetic high priest. He is not unsympathetic. It's not as though he's unmoved by our struggles. He knows how hard it is to pray when life is hard. He gets that better than anyone. He was fully and truly human. And so my exhortation to all of us is, yes, let's draw near to the throne of grace. But when you find it hard to pray, don't just look at the Bible and say, well, I know I'm supposed to pray. Look to Jesus and ask him to help you pray. We need to do that because he gets how hard it is. So that's why we can with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, is because Jesus is there to help us do it. He gets the struggle and he wants to help us call out when it seems impossible to do so. So as we pray, it's a little different, not necessarily a confession of sin time, but more just spend a few moments thinking on the fact that Jesus understands the struggle that we have to just start praying sometimes. And ask God to help you focus on Christ and the strength that you have in him. And then as you do that, pray that God would free you to just cast yourself upon him in prayer and whatever that may mean for where you are. So give you a few moments to do that and then I'll close us. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are a sympathetic, a merciful, faithful high priest. And when you bid us to pray and come before the presence of God, you do not do it from a distance, but you are near. You understand that the greatest privilege in the world to pray to our Heavenly Father, you understand how that can be difficult. And we are thankful that in those moments when prayer is hard, your strength is even greater. You can help us pray. And Lord Jesus, we just pray that you would be our help. Even today, Lord, as we sing and as we hear your word, Lord, help us know that you are here to help us and to give us the strength that we need. Lord, help us be more and more a people of prayer. Help me be more of a man of prayer and not hold back and not cease praying because life is hard or prayer seems difficult. You know how hard it is to pray when life is tough, and you can help us all do that. Thank you so much, Father, for so great a high priest and a savior as the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.